Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA is counting on $1 billion a year in revenue from congestion pricing for the city, which is finally getting the green light from Washington to proceed. But some elected leaders in New Jersey say they're worried.
The Federal Department of Transportation appearing poised now to actually approve New York City's congestion pricing plan, but not if Gottheimer has his say. The North Jersey congressman says he'll make sure federal funds get cut off to the MTA.
Just because they have a problem, they're not happy enough with the $14 billion that we just gave to them. They now want billions more, and they want to do it in a way that's not the cooperative way. You know, and now you're going to hit them with this Manhattan moocher tax, this extra congestion tax, $7,000 a year just to drive your own car into New York City. It's insane.
Both Bill Pascrell and Gottheimer joining together on this, saying that if Joe Biden doesn't like their stance on it, doesn't matter who the president is, they say, they won't stand for Jersey getting beat up. So is this driver from Norwood ready to shell out more money?
I have to be told to get in Manhattan.
Just to come into Midtown, yeah.
That's so miserable, Matt.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Fort Lee.
And exact details still haven't been worked out, but the goal is to reduce gridlock and pollution and get more people out of cars and on mass transit. Meanwhile, other tolls are going up in the city this weekend at crossings like the RFK Triborough, the Battery Tunnel, and the Queens Midtown Tunnel. If you have an easy pass, those go from $6.12 to $6.55. If you don't have an easy pass, the cost will be $10.17. By the way, if you have an easy pass and it's not mounted properly or doesn't match your license plate, you get charged a rate in the middle, $8.36. DMX's family now confirms that the rapper and actor has died at White Plains Hospital. Correspondent Monica Ricks takes a look back at his life and career.
During the late 1990s, DMX was one of the most talked about rappers in the world. His style was brash, gritty, and intense. His lyrics, often explicit, focused on the toughness of life on the streets. He also acted in numerous movies, such as 2001's Exit Wounds.
I promised I would always be my brother's keeper. I keep my promises.
But the singer long struggled with illegal drug use, and he served prison time for tax fraud. Still, when he reportedly suffered a heart attack, fans staged a vigil outside his hospital. DMX, whose real name was Earl Simmons, was 50 years old.
LeBron James is paying tribute by playing DMX's music on his Instagram. A sign of reopening and a sign of summer in the city.
It was a happy moment as Mayor de Blasio cut the ribbon for the rides and amusements on Coney Island.
Coney Island comes back. The rides come back. And now New York City will come back.
Dino Vidoris, who operates Dino's Wonder Wheel, explained how last year they were planning to celebrate the ride's 100th anniversary. But he says no looking back, only looking forward.
101 years old, and this is the 100th year that it will spin in Coney Island. How about a round of applause? That wheel right there.
He says all safety and cleaning protocols will be honored as New Yorkers go for a spin at the beachside park. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Saying mass transit has come a long way since the start of the pandemic, City Transit President Sarah Feinberg announced today that the subways had more than 2 million riders yesterday, and that's the most since last March.
It's a new day for New York. Vaccinations are picking up, bars and restaurants are staying open, and cultural centers and live sports are once again welcoming fans and patrons. Baseball is back. New Yorkers love a comeback. And this will be the biggest one our city has ever seen.
Feinberg says ridership has also bounced back on city buses and has averaged more than 1 million riders for the last couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.